Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
Get ready. It's one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. An apologist, Christian political advocate, and author. Here is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes.
Welcome to the Christian Perspective, where we look in God's Word in order to develop a Christian worldview and modern culture. I'm Chris Hughes, and today's guest is someone that I love that is making such an impact in the culture for Jesus Christ. I don't know, it must have been 4 or 5 years ago, I met Donica Hudson at a meeting of a group called the Council for National Policy. She really impressed me. She, at the time, was living in Charlotte, North Carolina, and just really seemed to be on the ball with issues that were going on, not just in North Carolina, but across the nation, and really concerned with things that were affecting the next generation of people coming along in our country. Since that time, I've gotten to know her a lot better. Donica Hudson and her husband pastor a church in Beech Mountain, North Carolina. So, you know, maybe you're in one of the church youth groups when you're growing up. A lot of church youth groups go to Beech Mountain to do to go snow skiing. It's probably, I don't know, might be one of the tallest mountains on the East Coast for snow skiing. And Donica and her husband live in that area, and they've started a church there. She is a woman who loves the Lord. She's written a book called Pray America Great, and you can learn more about her at DonicaHudson.com. She is a woman who knows the power of prayer, and she is making a difference on the front lines in our culture for Jesus Christ. Donica Hudson, thank you so much for joining us on The Christian Perspective.
Oh, Chris, it is a pleasure to be here with you, and thank you so much for such a lovely introduction. It is an honor to know you and to be able to speak alongside you. We've shared several platforms recently, and I love what you're doing, and I'm so thankful for your podcast. I knew you were helping so many people and empowering them for today's culture.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's people like you that we want to have on the show because really the mission of this show is to educate Christians to be able to engage in the public arena and impact the culture for Jesus, and you're doing that. And so you're an example of what parents can do, and we're going to get into your story and all the things you've been doing. But I know in North Carolina, you've been on the battleground for so many things that have then impacted the whole state, I mean the whole nation. Years ago, I don't know, about 5 years ago or so, I know that there was a move to have a transgender bathrooms in public schools and in public buildings across North Carolina. And I know that got a lot of people involved. I don't know if that's where your story began, but tell us what got you involved in the culture arena and what motivated you to do what you do today, to speak around the country and to challenge other people to get involved.
Well, that is exactly what happened, and you named it when, in Charlotte, North Carolina, we had the infamous bathroom bill, and my daughter actually encountered a man in the women's restroom in the Charlotte area, and at that point, I said, this mama bear's had enough, and so my husband and I sued the federal government for not protecting our children in bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers. I mean, that's just it's ridiculous when Title IX provided facilities in public accommodations for people who identified as transgender.
So you and your husband filed that lawsuit, Donica?
Yes, we did. We worked with Alliance Defending Freedom.
Because I'm sorry to interrupt you here for a minute. You were ground zero, right? For Charlotte's where it all began. I'm going to shut up now. But this is exciting.
It is exciting. And, you know, people may think, oh, well, she could do that. I could never do that. I was just a mom who wanted to protect my cub. And, you know, if you are in that situation, you can contact me or email me and I can connect you. In fact, Chris, when you and I spoke on September 18th for the Mom Rise Carolina Summit, we actually had a representative from Alliance Defending Freedom there. And we equipped the parents to fight for the protection of our children. And, you know, I don't like to have to fight. I really don't. I prefer to work with people, to work with school boards. But if somebody is going to endanger our children, and that's where we're at in this particular culture, I mean, if you look at Loudoun County, they did not do. I mean, what we did worked. I mean, Chris, I spoke wherever I had the opportunity. I did multiple media interviews on radio, TV, spoke in the public square, spoke at the legislature, spoke wherever the door was open to protect our children and joined with a group of parents. And it worked. We were able to overturn it. But now Loudoun County that we're seeing today has not been able to do that. And the horrific implications now that as a boy who was dressed as a girl wearing a skirt has sexually assaulted girls in bathrooms at two different schools. That is just inexcusable.
Well,
you know, and we really do need to stand up and push back. So parents, I'm just a normal parent who got provoked. You can do it too, and we can help each other. I'm sure they can contact you as well, Chris, and you can put them in touch with other folks.
So, Donica, what happened was, just so people may not know the history, and I probably don't have this exactly right, so you lived in Charlotte.
Right.
This was really the first case, I think, nationally where this had happened. And was it the local, was it the county commission or city town council or something that said that they were going to open up bathrooms to transgenders, or was it school board? What exactly happened there?
Yeah, so what happened was the town council had voted in allowing within the bathroom bill had been approved by the Charlotte City Council and was set to go in effect, and it was going to open up bathrooms, locker rooms, showers. My church was in the city limits. Our bathrooms would have been open. We would have been forced to provide same-sex marriages at a Christian church, because we're in the city limits. And, we already had Title IX. And so what started happening is we started having a lot of big business bullying. PayPal pulled out. They had 400 employees in the city. You know, the NBA, all of these businesses started getting pressure from outside interests to back up this transgender bathroom law when the effects of it, as we see in Loudoun County, are horrific. Title IX already provided for people who wanted to identify as another sex. So, you know, this is just not going to stand. We, the people, have to take back our country and stand up for what's right. And our children, I wasn't going to have my child showering in locker rooms with biological males. That's ridiculous.
So your lawsuit, nothing had happened. You were being proactive then and saying that we don't want this to happen. Did it go to the Supreme Court? Or
we joined with Alliance Defending Freedom, and there were some other folks who were also named in the lawsuit. The Heritage Foundation actually came out, and they did a story at my house. And we pushed back. And as you know, the bathroom bill was overturned and pushed back, and I really think that as a result of that, our governor lost the election at the time, Governor McCrory, which is sad because he stood up for what was right. But, and I'm forever grateful for that. But, yeah, I mean, that's what happened. We still have that pressure. This is still something that is being pushed by – it is really a globalist, Marxist, communist agenda. And that's, you know, it's not going to let up. We have to be aware. We have to be circumspect as parents and know what to do. And that's part of the reason I wrote Pray America Great, because it just fired me up. And I thought, you know, this started a long time ago, and I'm going to make sure that other parents are empowered to fight back from what I've been through. You know, if my ceiling can be someone else's floor, then we can all win this battle a little more quickly.
Well, you know, when you filed that lawsuit, Donica, it was really prophetic. Because what we were all saying, you know, as you mentioned, we both travel around the country speaking, and over and over again, I've said, I know you've said, and others, that what worried us about this bathroom bill is some pervert was going to go and rape a girl in the bathroom, and they kept saying, it won't happen, it won't happen. And now in Loudoun County, it's probably happened more times than we know, but now we know for a fact that it happened. And right. And not only did it happen once, but evidently this perpetrator has done it more at least twice, you know, and maybe more than once. It's nonsense to send, you know, we can claim what we want, boy and girl's body or whatever. That male has hormones, under a demonic influence, there's not going to be a good outcome, and that's now happened, and a poor innocent girl has been raped, and her life really ruined in many ways because of irresponsible school board members and legislators who have allowed this travesty to happen in our nation.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org. And even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
That's true. And it's so sad. It did not need to happen. You know, and I hate to put it this way, but that blood is on the hands of those who allowed this law in. You know, we parents have got to stand up and be aware and quit trusting the government. I am not going to co-parent with the government. We parents, it is our right and our responsibility and under our Constitution to govern what our kids are taught and to stop this ridiculous programming and indoctrination that the communists have implemented. I mean, this was announced, Chris, back in 1963 before our Congress.
Well, you mentioned that in your book, Pray America Great. You talk about what's happening in schools. So tell us a little bit about what happened in 1963 that got us to this point.
Well, we had a concerned representative from Florida, the Honorable A.S. Herlong, and he read the current communist goals before our Congress in 1963. I cover these comprehensively in the appendix of my book. And it's taken from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. I'm going to read you a few of these goals, and it's going to make your hair curl. Okay, number 17 of The Naked Communist goals, read before our Congress. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line, that communist party line, in textbooks. Well, guess what they've gotten control of? The National School Board Association and the Department of Justice, and they called us parents recently domestic terrorists. Now, I am part of Moms for America, and Kimberly Fletcher, our founder, just did a press conference in front of the National School Board Association, and she had a mom from Loudoun County. She had moms from all across America speaking on this and saying, we are not going to stand for this. And number 18, I'm going to read this, gain control, because this is what the goal is, to get our kids here, you know, and to infiltrate our culture and move us into communism. Number 18, gain control of all student newspapers. Number 19, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. In other words, the righteous organizations. Number 25, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Now, Chris, I can't help but think of the presentation that you did at the Carolina's Mom Rise Summit when you were exposing the SEL, social emotional learning, and the comprehensive sex education, the pornographic books that are in our children's libraries in the public school and are being taught. Number 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
And that was predicted in 1963, Donica?
Yeah.
That is amazing when we look at what their agenda was 60 years ago.
I know.
And they've done it.
63.
Yeah, and they've done it. This
they've
is insane. Well, if that was the communist agenda back then, Donica, do you think we're headed towards a one-world educational system?
I do. And I'll tell you why. Because number 11 of these communist goals says promote the UN, the United Nations, as the only hope for mankind. Well, last time you and I checked, Jesus Christ is the hope.
Amen.
And then it says, if its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Now, this is blatant. This is in our faces. And you and I as Christians know that the goal of the Antichrist, per the Bible, is to set up a one-world government. So parents need to be aware that what we're dealing with on this local level with this comprehensive sex ed and the pornographic books, the CRT, which is Marxist ideology. Hey, Marx was a pagan Satanist. This is a spiritual battle. We are fighting for the minds and the future of our children as the Antichrist is pushing through this communistic move in our schools to set up a one-world government. America has been the last nation on earth to stand between this globalist agenda of a one-world government. And that only not only moves us into a one-world government through organizations like the UN and the World Economic Forum that are promoting the Great Reset, but it also moves us into a one-world religion, and it ain't Christianity, by the way. And, you know, we have to be aware that this will also, this is done by a one-world education system. They are infiltrating all countries that they can, especially America, because we're the big stronghold that needs to be taken down so that the world moves into a one-world government.
Yep, they're doing it through the Teachers Union, the School Board Association, If they can brainwash our children, that's why, you know, as bad as COVID's been, a great thing that's come from this is parents have gotten a wake-up call because they've seen the curriculum that the kids are learning in school. So, Donica, these items that you just listed as the communist agenda, are they in your book?
Yes, they are. They're in my book. And I tell you what, number 41 is something that we parents really need to listen to. It says, emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Now, if you are a parent and your child ever tells you, and I encourage all parents, talk to your children every day, go visit, volunteer. I'm very involved with my children's school. If any teacher, anybody ever tells your children, don't tell your parents, it is directly stemming out of this. And do not ever allow that to happen. I mean, we should be involved. And, you know, I find it here where I live, and I'm near you, Chris, in Avery County. I love the teachers I have. I have a good relationship with them. The principal at the school is a godly man. The gentleman who teaches the sex education is a godly man. They're not teaching this stuff, and I know that because I've talked to them. But it is embedded, this SEL, social emotional learning, and whoever said that was okay. I don't want my child to be taught social emotional learning. That's just a slick way to slide in the CRT, critical race theory, and Marxist ideologies, and the comprehensive sex ed that you've warned people about, Chris.
Yeah.
And we parents have to stand up and realize this is the agenda.
Well, folks, it's happening all across the country, and Donica just mentioned that in some cases, I know of numerous cases around the country where teachers have instructed their students not to tell their parents what they're learning, and that is wrong. So before we jump back into the next question, I want to just tell you the things that Donica is teaching you about can be found in her book. It's called Pray America Great. Again, Pray America Great, and you can find it at major booksellers, but you can also get it at Donica's website, which is Donica, D-O-N-I-C-A, Hudson.com. That's Donica Hudson.com. You need to get her book. It's called Pray America Great. Well, Donica, so we're learning today today that we're headed to a one world educational system. Teachers are telling students not to tell their parents about the things they're learning, both the pornography that's being released in schools, how children at 5 years old are being, there is a brainwashing going on, Donica, in our school system right now. To try to encourage kids to become transgender. A five-year-old kid doesn't even know what that means, but they're bringing drag queens into schools across the country for queen social hour and book reading to teach kids. There is a war going on for the hearts and souls of our children. Folks, it is real. It is a spiritual battle. Donica, we're in trouble. How do we win this battle?
Well, we've got to pray and also fight. You know, parents need to run for school board. They need to be involved with their children. They need to read their books, volunteer at the school, talk to their teachers and principals. And specifically with school boards, if parents are concerned about this type of infiltration, it is embedded in most of the curriculums. Parents can file a public records request to see how much money is being given to the National School Board Association, the State Affiliates and Superintendents Association. We want this defunded and back in the classroom. Parents should not be having to buy paper and pens and all that kind of stuff when this money is going to our kids being indoctrinated through this National School Board Association and the affiliates and the Association of the Superintendents. We parents need to take back control here. And as you can tell, this is part of the communist agenda to hijack and take over our country. You can go to momsforamerica.us for the template to file. And on if you want to get your specific counties, it'll actually be the printout of where the money goes, the budget and everything. And you'll have more power to fight when you have to fight for your, and let me tell you this. The National School Board Association is also bullying the local school boards. This isn't like we parents are against our local school boards. I like my local school board. I want to work with them, but I don't want them bullied and manipulated to indoctrinate my children because they've received a big chunk of money to do so. Yeah. So that's why we file. We can help. You can call us at Moms for America. It's on the website, momsforamerica.us, and we can walk you through in how to file. Now, I know you just had Julene Jackson on, Chris, and she does the cottage meetings, and that is great preparation if you want to speak at school board meetings. That's a really good way to be involved. Recently, at our school board meeting, a group of us parents went and spoke. I actually read out of this book that I wrote here about the mask mandate. We were able to overturn that. And now my kid doesn't have to go to school wearing a mask every day when it doesn't even work.
Well,
so, you know, there are things that we can do. Sometimes it feels like we're powerless, Chris, but actually we're not. And through getting on your podcast and learning how you can become equipped, parents are going to be able to push back and overturn a lot of these things on the local level. So I'm really grateful that you're doing this. The final way that I would say to fight back is to pray. It's probably the most important, and that's why I wrote this book on constitutional prayer. And I also even have a prayer in here to dispel gender confusion and for healing from abortion. So, you know, while I am into covenantal theology.
Well, Donica, I just want to thank you for what you're doing across the nation. Parents, you have been challenged today. You can get involved in your schools. It's easy. You just go down and tell the principal that you want to volunteer in the school, and they really have to let you in. And you can attend school board meetings. They're public. And I want to challenge you to encourage your school board members. They're people that live in your community, to tell them to stop funding the National School Board Association. And that would be a good start. Just a few voices can make a difference. Donica and her community has got them to stop wearing masks. The next thing they're going to do is they're going to try to force your kids to be vaccinated. It's time for us to stand up and put an end to this nonsense in America today. Donica, I want to thank you so much. We've got to have you again. You're a great guest. Folks, you need to buy her book. It's called Pray America Great. Pray America Great, and you can get it at DonicaHudson.com. That's DonicaHudson.com. Donica, a while ago, you said one of the greatest things we need to do, or the greatest thing to do, is pray. Can you close us out in prayer today?
Absolutely, and I feel like it's befitting, since we're in right before Thanksgiving, to recovenant with the Mayflower Compact. So that book, that is one of the prayers in my book. as God is our witness, just as the Pilgrims covenanted on November 11, 1620 on the Mayflower to form civil body politic for better ordering and preservation, which served as a basis for the United States Constitution and the Constitution of all 50 states, we agree with the Pilgrims' original intent as, quote, loyal subjects of our sovereign Lord and by the grace of God, for the glory of God and the defense and advancement of our Christian faith. We solemnly and mutually agree with the Pilgrims' covenant, civil covenant known as the Mayflower Compact, submitting ourselves one to another for justice, equality, and the common good. Father, we recognize that the Mayflower Compact and the Pilgrim Code of Law, America's first modern constitution, were civil covenants that rested upon the consent of the governed, thereby limiting government and granting freedom to the people. We thank you that these faith-filled Christian pilgrims pioneered a foundation for our U.S. Constitution and federal government where we, the people, are free, free to worship you in spirit and truth without fear of tyranny. We put our faith in agreement with theirs to preserve our freedom, both governmentally and spiritually. We call upon the church to repent of allowing government to fulfill our biblical duties, such as taking care of the poor, the widows, and the orphans. And Lord, I would add to this prayer, empower all parents listening right now that we would also take back our children's education and not co-parent with the government any longer. Father, we thank you that just as the tribes of Israel shared a covenant that made them a nation, so does America. We thank you that the word federal in our federal government means covenant, derived from the Latin word fotus, and that without covenant theology, there'd be no federalism and no constitution as we know it today. Lord, bless this podcast. I pray for everyone listening that they be empowered and that you would lead, guide, direct, and protect them and their children in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, Donica. It's been an honor to have you today.
It's been an honor to be on here, Chris. Thank you so much.
Well, folks, thank you for joining me today. I'm Chris Hughes, and this is The Christian Perspective. Please subscribe and like our podcast and share it with your friends on social media. Now let's go change the culture for Jesus.
Thank you for listening. The Christian Perspective with Chris Hughes. Learn more about impacting the culture for Jesus. Visit christianperspective.us.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
This is the Truth Network.